The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this second Sunday after Christmas Day, St. Matthew 2, verses 13, 19, and 20. Now when the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. And from the epistle for this day, the first letter of St. Peter, the fourth chapter, the 12th verse. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. On this 12th day of Christmas, I want to begin by repeating some words of the hymn we just sang. Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss, bound to such a world as this. Thus to come from highest bliss, bound to such a world as this. A world where the Holy Family soon found themselves refugees, fleeing from the bloodthirsty tyrant King Herod, who feared that the newborn child sought by the wise men would prove to be a rival claimant to his throne. A world where the Holy Family would seek refuge from Herod's wrath as exiles in the land of Egypt. A world where all the male children, 2 years old and under, would be slaughtered by Herod's soldiers. Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss, down to such a world as this. A world which hasn't changed very much in the past 2,000 years. For one thing, we now seem to be living in a time when, more than at any time since the Second World War, countless human beings all over the world find themselves to be, like the Holy Family, refugees, fleeing from all kinds of conditions that make life all but unbearable, trying to escape the ravages of war and homelessness and hunger, trying to live out their lives in exile with little or no hope of ever returning to their homeland. Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this. A world where, in many places, Christians continue to suffer outright persecution for their faith, some Christians even sealing their confession of Christ with their blood. And although we Christians living in these more fortunate parts of the world aren't enduring outright persecution, let alone martyrdom, we are conscious of living in a world where Christ the Savior is rejected, or if not rejected, then simply ignored. And so we need to take to heart the words addressed by St. Peter to those early Christians living in what today is called Turkey. St. Peter writes, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator." Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this, coming down to raise us up through his descent into the womb of the lowly virgin, down into all the griefs and sorrows of this fallen world, down into death, bearing the burden of all our sin, down into the tomb, coming down to raise us up. Yes, in such a world as this, King Herod had his day, and the innocent children of Bethlehem suffered at his hands. Their mothers wept bitter tears at their cruel loss. And the Holy Family lived as refugees, as exiles in the land of Egypt. But then the day came when the angel of the Lord again appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Rise, take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. They are dead which sought the young child's life." So it was then, and so it will be until the end of time. For of all the Herods, both outside and alas inside the church, it will one day be surely said, "They are dead which sought the young child's life." For that young child is now the risen Lord, and as we just confess in the Creed, of his kingdom there shall be no end. And for now, for the time being, in such a world as this, let us reflect in our own lives something of that tender love of that sacred infant, all divine, who was born as at this time to be our Savior. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.